Hello, everyone. My name is Adu, and this is the XBets Exposed Express episode. Your episode in the middle of the week. I was supposed to upload this episode on Wednesday. Today is Friday, so sorry about that. Today I'm going to talk about my top five favorite TV shows in Spanish. And just to give you a bit of context why I decided to upload this episode, that is because I've been studying Spanish again for the past 4, 5, 6 weeks. I'm not sure. So I have two teachers from Colombia who have been helping me improve my Spanish. The reason why I've been studying Spanish is just because I know Spanish. I studied like many years ago, and I was just watching Netflix, and I was watching this show from Mexico called The Club, and I was like, you know what? I kind of understand a lot of what's being said, and even though like I'm not a proficient Spanish speaker, I could understand most of it, you know? So I started like using the show and other shows and movies in Spanish to help me understand and get better like in the language. And just if you don't know, like I'm Brazilian, so I speak Portuguese. And yes, of course, Portuguese and Spanish are very similar languages, but it's not that simple. I mean, yes, if it was reading, I could understand most of it. But when it comes to like speaking and listening, it's not the same. So I've been studying hard Spanish. And just because I love the language, the culture, the music and everything of like the culture. When I say the culture, I mean Latin American culture, Spanish. And, you know, I just love it. So here I'm going to tell you like five shows that I love, and they're all in Spanish. And I've been using these shows to help me learn and improve my Spanish. So number five is the show called El Club in Spanish. In English, it's called The Club. It's a Mexican crime drama streaming television series directed by Camila Ibarra and produced by Argos Comunicación. The series revolves around a group of rich young people from Mexico City who get involved through an app in drug trafficking until they get to have contact with much more powerful people. And that's why they get into serious problems. So I love this show because it's like, it's interesting to see, like, it talks a lot about, like, the society in Mexico, you know, of course, I know it's a show, it's fiction, but it talks a lot about, like, the society in Mexico, the upper class society, and how things are, and then also drug trafficking there, and how they're also, like, getting into trouble when they get into, like, dealing, because you have, like, much more, you know, powerful people and stuff. But I think it's a really cool show. The thing is, every episode is only 30 minutes. The problem is, there's only one season of this show. It was released this year, 2021. It's on Netflix, so you can watch it on Netflix. But the problem is, there are 25 episodes, so it's a very long season. But I would recommend it, because it's like all the drama and the, you know, you want to know what's going to happen, if they're going to get caught. And yeah, I just like, and I really like the different characters. So it's really good because you see like different social classes and everything among the characters. So that would be my number five. And number four, it's a show called Money Heist. It's on Netflix as well, but in Spanish it's called La Casa de Papel. And it's a Spanish heist crime drama television series created by Alex Pina. The series traces two long prepared heists led by the professor, one on the Royal Mint of Spain and one on the Bank of Spain. So let me tell you something about this show. Like, I love the first and the second seasons, you know, because they are, it's like these people who decide like to rob the, to steal money from the money bank in Spain. So it's a Spanish show. I love the first and the second show in the second season. The third season is not that good, but if I were you, I would watch it at least for the first and the second season, because it's really interesting. The characters are super interesting. All the action, and then you want to know what's going to happen, if they're going to get caught, what's going to happen. Are they going to be able to leave the bank? Or are they going to get caught? And I love that it's like 8 I think there are eight characters, like the main characters, eight completely different people, you know, inside a bank. And then the whole country is trying to get them out of the bank. And so, I highly recommend it, especially, as I said, the first and the second seasons. Third season is not really good, to be very honest. But yeah, you can watch that on Netflix. Number three is the show called, in English, The Game of Keys. In Spanish, El Juego de las Llaves. It is a Mexican comedy streaming on a series created by Marisa Quiroga and co-produced by Amazon Prime Video. So this is the one that is not on Netflix. It's on Amazon Prime Video. And the first season consists of 10 episodes. And, well, I just really like it. Just so you know, the show, it's called The Game of Keys. So basically you have, in the first season, you can see like four couples. And one day they decide to like put their keys in a box or in a bowl. And then the men put the keys in the bowls and then the women will, you know, pick up a key. And then for that day, that night, sorry, they can do whatever they want with another, you know, person in the table. Like, so, you know, so it's the game of the keys. Like you can, you know, have fun and enjoy and spend the night with another person from another couple. What I really like about this show is that it's something that like I've been really talking about with like some friends about, like, you know, marriage, serious relationships, monogamous, being monogamous, you know, and so having an open relationship. And so it's very interesting to see, like, they're all four straight couples going through this. And it's very interesting to see, like, all the like, you think that you can do something. Sometimes you think you can, but you can't. And other times you're like, oh, everything is fine in my life, you know, my relationship, my marriage, my whatever. But then at the same time, you're like, oh, I wonder if. So it's something very interesting to see also the different generations. Like, you got, like, 20-year-olds with late 30s. So it's something very interesting to see. I really like the humor. And I like the actions, and I like the way that they discuss relationships and sex, because sometimes sex is such a taboo or whatever. And I like the way they do it in this Mexican show. So I would highly recommend it as well. Number two in my list is the show called, is also from Mexico, and it's a show called The House of Flowers, or in Spanish, La Casa de las Flores. It's a Mexican comedy drama series created by Manolo Caro for Netflix. It depicts a dysfunctional upper-class Mexican family that owns a prestigious floristry shop and a struggling cabaret, both called The House of Flowers. So there are three seasons. I've watched all of the seasons. It became so popular that, like, it became actually a movie. There's a movie called... I think it's The House of Flowers, what happened after the end of the show. But you should definitely watch it, because it's the best thing about it. I'll say, actually, there are two things that I love about this show. Number one is the humor. The comedy is, like, amazing. It's a kind of like, if you like Almodóvar movies, it's a kind of like Almodóvar Mexican show. And the colors, not the same, but like kind of like the colors of Almodóvar are also there. So all the art and the beauty in this show, I think, is just amazing. I fell in love with it. Like, so that's why it's my number two. And my number one comes from Spain. It's called Elite. It's a Spanish thriller teen drama television series created for Netflix by Carlos Montero and Dario Madrona. The series is set in Las Encinas. That's the name of a fictional elite secondary school, and revolves around the relationship between three working-class students enrolled at the school through a scholarship program and their wealthy classmates. So, like, their classmates are, like super rich. And then, because of something that happens, I'm not going to give a spoiler here, but it's like something that happens in the beginning, they get three students with a scholarship, and they're like lower class, you know, working class students. But it's just very interesting. What I love about this show is that they always start with the mystery. Someone was killed or someone died in the beginning of the show. And then you have to watch the whole season to find out who was killed or who was murdered or who was, you know, who died and why and who killed or who, you know, how was the incident and everything. So it really catches you from the beginning to the end of the season. I think I've just watched the fourth season. Yeah, the fourth season. And I'd say like the first three seasons are amazing. The fourth season is still good, but the first three seasons are amazing. So you can also get it, watch it on Netflix. That's my number one. But I need to give like an honorable mention here because this show is by far like my top five ever in the world. It's not in Spanish, it's in Catalan, and it's shot in Barcelona. It's called Merli. It's the TV series about a high school philosophy teacher called Merli, who teaches in an original way and about the students of his class, including his own son, and the relationship, friendship, love, and problems among the students of the class. So every episode is about a philosopher and something that like you learn about this philosopher, and you also mix that with what's happening with these high school students growing up. So it's so interesting. It's kind of like okay, I'm a teacher, guys, so this isn't very special to me. It's kind of like, you know, Carpe Diem, that movie called Dead Poets Society. It's kind of like a Dead Poets Society movie into a series of like three seasons in Catalan, and with a lot of humor and comedy, drama, and you cry, you laugh, and it's just amazing. So this is just like my honorable mention. It's also on Netflix, the three seasons. You can watch it there. I absolutely love it. And yeah, that's it. So the reason why I gave this again is gave these shows to you is because I've been learning Spanish and I want to improve my Spanish, and it's been helping me a lot to watch these shows in Spanish, like audio, original audio, but with subtitles in Spanish as well. It's been helping me a lot. So that's it. I really want to know, like, what do you think? If you have other shows or other movies in Spanish language that you think I should watch, please let me know. Send me an audio message, write in the comments or whatever. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. In about 1 or 2 days, you're going to get the longer episode here on the podcast. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.